Well, hi, number six in this series from Joshua. And there's many more things in this book, but we'll move on to the next book in the next videos. I've titled this Temptation. You see, it's easy in business to get tempted by what competitors are doing. Someone has a better product. We want to compete on price. We're jealous of members in our family. We're jealous of someone who's successful. We get tempted to covet what they've got, and it takes us off course. And we, in the end, give up because we can't achieve what they're doing or where they've gone, because that's not what we're called to do. So I like the story in the book of Joshua when they've defeated Jericho, this big walled city, and they've had the victory. After that, they decide to take on Achan, a small place. Achan is one of Joshua's people. And they go there and they get defeated. And Joshua is depressed and down, and God says, get up on your feet. There's sin in the camp. And Joshua said, what is it? And God revealed to him that Achan had taken some of the treasury from Jericho, that God said no one is to take any of this stuff for themselves. And he'd taken some and hidden it in his tent. And there's a whole lot of story around this. You can read, yourself in chapter 7 of Joshua. But in chapter 7, verse 21, it really shows the process of temptation. And it says, when he was challenged, Achan said, when I saw, I coveted and I took them. And often in our business and our churches, we see something that we'd like, a better program, that worship leader, that business idea, that success. We then covet it, and it actually gets in us and takes over our energy and our thinking. And then we go and take it, or we copy it, or we duplicate it, when it's not what our calling is. That's not what we're called to do. That's not the direction we're called to go. And what happens is it will bring us down, that temptation, because we've allowed that wedge to come in. What we do is when we see, we've got to say, that's not where I'm called to go. And that's why it's important to have a vision and a mission. And some people think, well, they're a waste of time. No, they're not, because that's your focus. You lift your vision. So when a pandemic comes that's affecting our business, no, this is where we're going. This isn't going to last forever. That's where we're going. What do we need to do to put in place now to head towards that? Our focus has got to keep lifting. You remember in that first video in Genesis where God said, you're going to have descendants as many of the stars of heaven. So every time he looked up, he saw lots of stars, and he knew that's where God was taking him. He couldn't see it in the physical sense at that point in time. So what we have to do is keep our eye on what God's got for our business, our people, our church, and our families, and not what someone else has. We should rejoice with them when they prosper, but we should be looking to what God wants to do in our lives and our businesses. Thank you. We'll move on to the next book in the next videos, which is called Judges.